It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the educational system. We've all seen the news on how our education system nationwide compares poorly with many other countries, on how many graduates of big city high schools can't read, and on how this or that big change will turn the problem around. I'll share with you my thoughts on the issue, and at the end of the show, suggest some ways you can make a difference. Our educational system has changed a lot over the past 50 years. The standard is no longer graduating from high school, but graduating from college and even graduate school. The cost of education has been escalating much faster than inflation, and yet our kids aren't stacking up well against their peers in other countries. Some awkward terminology has entered the educational system. Terms like standardized tests and gifted and talented programs. As a side note, if a kid is not in a gifted and talented program, does that mean that he or she is average and run-of-the-mill? Has anyone ever heard of a late bloomer? Educators have tried different programs to improve the performance of the students and of the schools. Teachers have been offered incentives if their students do well on tests. You always have to be careful when you provide incentives because you may not get the results you desired. We have all heard the stories of teachers who have provided their students assistance in one form or another to allow them to score better on tests. Assistance that was not exactly permitted. But what do school boards expect when they dangle big carrots out in front of underpaid teachers? One program with which I am familiar focuses on the student score on the Scholastic Aptitude Test, commonly called the SAT. The teachers spend all classroom time prepping their kids to take the SAT. Maybe this is a good idea, but it struck me as rote memorization rather than actually teaching the kids to think. I had graphic proof of this when I asked one of these gifted and talented students to calculate the wall area of a living room that we planned to paint as part of a community service project. I left the kid with the problem while I went to help some other kids. I returned 10 minutes later to find the kid staring at the wall, clueless as to how to calculate the wall area. Governor Brown has recently proposed to grant money to school districts and allow them to decide how to best use the funds. On its face, this sounds like a good delegation of authority down the chain. At least it does until you think what the real solution is to the problem. In my experience, the difference between a good school and a mediocre one is the leadership. So delegating money to the board members of a school district is only a good idea if they use the funds to put good leaders in place. What are the odds they will do so? Slim to none. They will develop a whole series of new programs and teacher incentives that most likely have already proven not to work. Good leaders know how to play to the strengths and minimize the weaknesses of their subordinates. They work closely with the teachers and can see what works and what doesn't. The district's biggest challenge is to put the right leaders in place and then get the heck out of their way. So what can you do? Education is a big issue for the future of this country, and you should be involved. Don't be fooled by big-sounding programs and educational consultants. The focus should be on putting the right people in charge and then getting out of their way. I have personal experience with Tam High School, and my son received a good, balanced education there. I attribute it to a good leader who selected and motivated good teachers. Let's use that as the model. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.